In a move similar to some other lower-tier municipalities in Lennox and Addington County, Loyalist Township staff have recommended moving away from paper ballots entirely for future elections. The only options available would be by phone, internet, or in person at one of five voting locations in which voters would use a tablet or other electronic device. Addington Highlands have decided to only conduct votes by internet and telephone, whereas Stone Mills will be using a hybrid method combining electronic and paper options. According to staff, Greater Napanee is currently undertaking a public survey to collect preferred voting methods. Operations clerk with the township, Kayla Hawley, explains the township's history and process for internet voting.
Internet voting has been offered in Loyalist Township since 2014. And with this voting method, electors receive their voting information letter and it outlines how they can access the voting system. So electors will log into a secure voting portal using their provided credentials to access the digital ballot, which mirrors a paper ballot. The elector then clicks their option and will have the ability to review the selection of candidate before the vote is officially cast. The vote will then be encrypted to protect the privacy of that elector, and all the information is stored in a secure digital database. In some cases, voters could have the option to verify their vote was received and counted, and this is done with a unique tracking code. With this method, election results can be provided immediately after the voting period closes.
Hawley explains the township's history and process for telephone voting.
Telephone voting has also been offered by Loyalist Township since 2014. With this voting method, electors will receive their voting information and a letter which outlines the phone number they need to access for that voting system. Electors then dial into a secure voting portal and use those provided credentials. And then once authenticated, the system reads out the ballot using a text-to-speech or pre-recorded audio. Voters respond by pressing numbers on their keypad to select their choices. Before the submission is final, the system provides an audio review to confirm the elector's selection. The vote is then encrypted to protect privacy and is also transmitted to a secure server. With this method, election results can also be provided immediately after the voting period closes.
Township Clerk Ann Kantharaja explains the reasoning staff are recommending five voting locations.
I've anticipated up to five voting locations, and the reason it's up to five voting locations is because there is potentially, if the ward boundary review changes are in effect for the 2026 election, then I intend to have five voting locations, one per each ward, and so they need to be staffed.
Kantharaja speaks about recommending extra voting days as well.
I have also increased the number of voting days at physical locations. So in 2022, there was only one day of in-person voting available, and that was voting day. And in the proposed budget, I have asked for costs to accommodate up to three full days of voting. So electors have multiple chances to go to a voting location to cast their ballot or make changes to the voters list or get help to vote.
With only electronic options available from home or in person, Kantharaja notes a possible need for changing the name of voting locations.
Instead of voting locations, they would be referred to as voter help centers or something like that. So not to give the idea that you have to go to a voting location to vote. These voting voter help centers would have devices available where people can vote. They would have election officials making changes to the voters list. And what electors could do is they could walk in, get their voter notification card if they weren't already on the voters list or if they lost it, and then they can just walk away or they could use some of the devices that are available.
Kantharaja explains what the in-person process might look like for voters.
The voting locations would be set up similar to what you see for paper ballots. An elector would walk in, they have their voter notification card with them, they go to behind the screen, and then they would see a tablet or an iPad or a laptop instead of a paper ballot. And if they needed help, similar to paper ballots, they would sign an affidavit asking an election official to assist, and the election official will get them to sign that piece of paper and then go behind the screen and help them vote.
Councillor Jake Ennis showed his support for moving away from paper ballots.
I'd like to get voter participation higher than 29%, so whatever we can do, I'd be in favor of that. But I do think things like more polling stations, open for more days, more voting days, more communication, those types of things probably would help get the rate up. And, you know, for me, if it was a decision of if you don't have the paper on site, but you have internet on site, that saves money, and that money can be used for some of those other things like more days, more communication, more sites, I'd be more inclined to lean that way. Clearly, many residents like to still go to polling stations. Like, it's 1,000+. That's, you know, quite a high number. So, you know, polling stations and the number of them and then how long they're open is very important.
Ennis went on to note how this option would give staff the ability to use funds and resources in other useful areas.
I look at it as voting at home or voting at the polling station, and both are important options to offer. And if we can offer the electronic at the polling stations, and there's some budget there to try and increase the voting rate, other ways, communication, the hours and the days, I think that's a good way to go.
Councillor Lorna Willis and Councillor Carol Parks chose not to support the motion as they felt it wasn't the right time to move away from paper ballots. Willis noted conversations she's had with members of the public.
I had a lot of conversations about this over the weekend, and I heard very clearly that people are not prepared to walk away from paper ballots, that they would be very uncomfortable with that. And most of those people were seniors, and I would hate to alienate people who do vote. I don't think we're ready to move away from a paper ballot yet.
Councillor Paul Prodrick shared his opinion of paper ballots and the need to move forward.
I'm old school too, and I appreciate the paper thing, but I think it's time to move ahead. And I think is, how do we get, as Councillor Innes said, from 29% to something better? You know, I think the big thing that I think from my point of view that I'm learning as a councillor is the communication piece, however you get it out there. And there's still going to be that feeling of community if people choose to go and vote because they don't have the technology or whatever at that help center or whatever you want to, however you want to word it. And I know there's going to be maybe some, maybe use the word backlash, but I guess, you know, progress has a price, I guess. And if that's me not getting elected, if I ran again, that's the price I pay.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.